Text 2. Christmas preparations.
I'm nearly ready for Christmas now. I sent off all my Christmas cards except one, and I've bought all my presents apart from yours. Have you sent out the invitations to our party yet?
Not yet. I'll send them out tomorrow. Just look at the list again to make sure we haven't forgotten anyone.
We're inviting just about everybody in the street, except for the Jones family. Seems a bit rude, but to tell the truth, I can't stand that woman.
Well, she's so ill-mannered. Last time she came here, she left without saying a word. And apart from that, she tells such lies about us. She never stops running us down to the neighbours.
That's settled, then. We won't invite them. By the way, I met Pat O'Dowd last night, and he told me he'd be leaving for Ireland next week. He said he was sorry he would miss our party, but he might see us at the Rushtons' New Year party.
What a pity. He's so lively at parties. Oh, I saw some gorgeous Christmas trees on sale in the High Street, but I didn't have time to ask how much they were.
I'm sure they're much too expensive.
Well, we've got to have a tree. If you don't want to buy one, you'll have to go out and dig one up. Oh, and we need a few gifts for the tree. Apart from the holly and the mistletoe, that's about everything.
It's the same every year. You end up with everything you want, and I end up with a headache from worrying about my bank balance.